now recording, and this is Out Now with Aaron and Abe. I am Aaron, and Abe is unfortunately not here. He's still out, but he shall be back soon. But this is a special episode of Out Now with Aaron and Abe. It is our follow-up to our 98th Academy Awards Prediction Special with now the Results Show. We are here to go over what happened at this year's Academy Awards. We've literally all just finished watching it. One battle after another has reigned supreme. But now we have important things to talk about, such as how did the show go? What else happened? Who won our contest? The most important part of it all. Joining me to discuss the results and this after show for the 98th Academy Awards, we have from LenoirArtour.net and the award-winning Two Black Guys Talk Godzilla, it is Terrence Johnson.
Hello.
Also joining us from Fast Film Reviews, it is Mark Hoban.
Hi, everyone.
How are you two doing this evening?
Great.
Good.
All right, Terrence, do you feel like relieved now that award season's over?
I do. And I'm looking forward to logging off of Twitter at some point today and like not going back on to talk about or think about movies because you already know what the discourse is.
I've actually avoided Twitter, so I don't know.
Like, is there something specific? Like, we'll get to it, I guess.
I think as we are people who pay attention to these awards by varying degrees, right? Like, we understand the rhythms of an award season, but like the general public comes into the Oscars with just like, okay, here's the big night and the movie I want to win should win and it should win everything it's nominated for. And if it doesn't, it's pick a thing from the list. Mm-hmm. And while some of that may be true, it's tough because you want to be like, one battle after another and Sinners both made money. One battle didn't make Sinners money, but they both made money, right? They both were in IMAX. They both were the movie events of the year. And so when people are like, one battle is going to be remembered like Crash, I'm like, friends, I get that you're mad. I know that you want Sinners to win. but let's be serious, you know? So you want to let people have their things because like they don't have more the knowledge that we do. But I'm also like, some of this is wild. So yeah,
I'm glad I avoided that.
it's like a few people, you know. I think to get sort of into the show, I do think how the show wound up for Sinners helped soothe some of that more than what.
Yeah,
well, sure.
I think it was sharing.
Yeah,
Sinners won 4, one battle after another won 6. That's a pretty nice distribution. Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor. That's a pretty, historic win.
I was so excited. I was screaming.
Oh, I scream. I'm in a hotel room right now. I scream quite loudly in this room.
Both Sinners and One Battle After Another got to win their respective screenplay nods, so that's nice. I mean, it seems like for the most part, I mean, obviously only one movie can win Best Picture, but you know, I think they both came out as winners this evening.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And we'll talk about it, but you know,
Ludwig Göransson won his third Oscar.
John Williams 2.0. So like I said,
some people went home empty-handed, but you know, I'm sure Timothy Chalamet will go home and have, you know, terrible sex and be horrified about it the whole time.
Can we just take a brief moment to laugh about it though?
And so you did call it no wins for Marty Supreme. I love the film, so I don't take any pleasure in that.
I love the film too. Yeah.
I thought it was really good as well.
But it is the most nominated film tonight to not win anything.
We were due for an American Hustle.
I was trying to think of the movie you did call that on the left. Oh,
Color Purple.
Color Purple was 10, I think, right? And I think American Hustle was 11.
No, I forgot that. Eight or something, isn't it?
The winners are it's a tie actually. It's Color Purple and The Turning Point. Those are the two movies that have the most nominations without a win.
Most Oscar nominations without wins. Come on, Google. Not individual people.
Hustle went home empty-handed for sure, but I don't think it had 11 nominations.
I think it did. I think it got up there.
Like 8 or 9.
And I remember being so thrilled that
everybody played it lost. Didn't win an award.
Yeah, Turning Point and Color Purple with 11. Maybe American Hustle was at 10.
Regardless, yes. A few went home empty-handed.
Diane Warren, 17 nominations, I think.
The Academy loves her. Not enough to the nomination total.
I feel like they don't love her. If anything, I feel like they're tormenting her.
She's tormenting herself. Stop writing songs for raggedy movies.
It's a Venn diagram for tormenting going on here.
Find some blackmail on Kevin Feige and
write that Avenger Doomsday song that they need.
Write something for something.
Actually, with her ability to get nominations, I'm surprised more filmmakers don't reach out to her and say, a big filmmaker and say, write a song for my movie.
I get that, but at the same time, have you heard her songs? it seems like they don't really want to either. just hearing the song that was nominated, I'm like, this?
She has written some good songs.
She's been nominated plenty of times. I know. I'm aware.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Didn't she like the Close on Air song? Like, she was in the Bruckheimer business for a while, I believe. She had like all the songs.
That's what I'm saying. Movies. Call up Jim Cameron.
Yeah, get her on an Avatar song. That would work.
You know, something.
Oh, yeah, she wrote
Peter Jackson.
She did If I Could Turn Back Time. I mean, she actually has some actual songs that people
back when like her style of music was in favor, it made more sense for her to get nominated for movies.
She co-wrote that song with Lady Gaga, right? That It Could Happen to You?
That one song, yeah.
Yeah.
That was when I thought it was really going to happen. I was like, okay, serious subject matter. No wins. Lady Gaga. And they still were like, thanks.
As much as like people want to sometimes point at the Academy Awards being out of date, or out of touch, I mean, they're still not picking, they're picking Golden. They're picking high-profile radio hits. They're picking
Skyfall.
Frozen song. Jesus Christ.
Let It Go.
Let It Go. Like, they're choosing songs that, like, people actually heard before, not, like, the random thing on some documentary you never watched in your life. Anyway, we should move on from that. We should move on to tagging on Diane Warren and back to the actual Oscar ceremony, which is hosted tonight by Conan O'Brien at the Dolby Theater, of course. I want to get an overall sense of how you guys thought this ceremony went, and then we can kind of break it down even further. But Terrence, let's start with you. How did you feel the show went?
Overall, I thought it was decent to good. I think there were a few too many, internet young people poking fun bits. Two of them would have sufficed, and I think there was four, and it's okay. especially doing the YouTube bit was hilarious, right? Cutting immediately to an ad with Jane Lynch, I just thought was brilliant. But overall, I thought it moved. I thought it had pace. I, having now seen the show, would have reshuffled around some awards and certain bits. I cannot believe the bridesmaids bit. Oh, yeah. Didn't lead into best film editing, because I was they're talking about how long the bit has been going on. Certainly it's going to be a note about editing. And instead they were like, don't you want to see a father and son who look like they've never spoken two words to each other in public present it? And I was like, no, I would have rather you switched. overall, I thought it was a nice batch of winners. The show moved. Couple of fun songs. Glad to see Sinners sort of get to recreate a bit, of that musical number, but on stage, and the cast was there, and they had Brittany Howard popped up at one point. And I love Brittany Howard. And then Golden, all those serious actor nominees with K-pop light sticks.
I want to see more cuts to the audience, it was great. Holding it, doing this.
we needed more. We did.
I needed more of that.
We did.
Jafar Pahani holding one of them doing this.
Well, it's one of the things. You remember when they handed out the Lego Oscars and how fun and overjoyed, it really broke down these really serious people. This could have been, we could have had some more of this too, especially with Leo sitting right next to Tiana. Mm-hmm. I think they would have, we deserved a little more, but yeah.
Oh, and I thought it was good. Yeah, I there was a few bits Kate Hudson too, and then Grogu sitting next to her, and I thought those were cute. I would have could have used a few more camera shots of when, in the very beginning, when Conan O'Brien was through the theater as, you know, the weapons
There's
old
Anglades.
lady, and then all the kids were. I kind of wanted to see all those kids like running through the. I mean, they showed it, but I think I could have used a few other shots of that because it was kind of very incongruous to see that. But interesting, I thought.
Well, Mark, how about you? How'd you think the show went overall?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't have strong feelings about it. I think it was a pleasant show. I think Conan O'Brien did a fine job, and I would invite him back. I don't know if it was particularly, I don't know, memorable. Like I'm trying to think of like what happened in the show that I would be still be talking about. I thought when you mentioned the bridesmaids bit, I thought that was kind of funny. That little bit of acting that they were
I thought
doing
it was funny
was
too.
The bit was funny. It's just, yeah, the
I
category it's
just
connected to
what it, the
and
category it led
right.
to really threw me. Where they were like, a score. I said, what?
But I like it when you have two people that have chemistry. So I could tell those women have chemistry together. So I enjoyed watching them. And
So we're not talking
they had
about Robert
what
Downey Jr., Chris Evans, who have no
that
chemistry
was
apparently
less that was
together.
less interesting. Like I felt like, okay,
Oh.
and it went on for a while too. Like it
Yes.
could have been, you know, and him whining about getting a present, like, oh, come on, this is not a funny thing. You shouldn't be whining about that. But yeah, I mean, they were trying, I guess. I'm trying to think of what
Were
the other bits
they?
were. There's wasn't much that really stood out to me, other than the actual. I mean, the award stood out to me, so that's good. I mean, we could talk about some of the speeches because I think there's at least a couple that stood out to me.
Sure. No, I largely agree. Like, I didn't think it was a bad ceremony by any means. I thought if I whether it was just a breath of fresh air to have Conan after years of Kimmel and nothing, I felt like last year was a stronger effort showing from him. I feel like I can remember some of the bits more, where like I'm struggling right now to think of some of the bits in this one. Like, I really enjoyed seeing the sandworm on a harp last year for Dune, which like cracked which still cracks me up because that's just a funny sight gag. I wish there, like you're saying, like with Kate Hudson and Grogu, I wish there were more like bits like that instead of some of the efforts to write things for the people coming on stage, like yes, the Pullmans or our Avengers, or you know, other people that you think would be able to interact with each other quite well and instead fall kind of flat on their face. That said, not a disaster by any means. Like there was plenty of funny bits. There were plenty of just like things I respected about how they chose to handle stuff. The memoriam in particular, I think the memoriam was handled pretty well. And Jesus Christ, was it like a
Oh
smorgasbord
yeah.
of people we like really like who
I
died? God.
forgot how many like legendary people died in the year since I was like, golly.
One thing I would say is I'm a little surprised that Robert Duvall didn't get a little bit more of a highlight because he seems like a pretty major, I mean, to me, just as major as Robert Redford
I
or,
mean,
and he won an Oscar, yeah.
I don't disagree, but like Robert Redford like started sudden, like he had more impact, like more
I
is
get
like
it.
in quotes, but like he had a certain kind of impact on,
And
you
he
know,
has all of his environmental
filmdom.
work, and you know, he's
It's
been.
and like Diane Keaton is an icon of her own measure, and I mean, like
Yeah.
I get what I know what you're saying. I don't
Well, and
disagree.
also,
Debate all the
and then
time.
there's probably somebody else in the in memoriam that you could also make a case for. I just that one, but you're right. You have to pick a few, and those were the ones they picked, and they
And
picked good ones.
if you can get Barbara Streisand to come out to the Oscars, you're not going to say like no. I mean, it's like yeah, all
Yeah,
right.
that
That
was
sing,
nice.
and sing, yes. I liked Lionel Richie coming out just to remind people that he won an Oscar. That was enjoyable to me. I was like,
That
oh
was,
yeah,
I mean, he is.
I know,
They,
I
the,
know. But
yeah, I.
when they said Academy Award winner Lionel
He
Richie, I'm
is
like, oh
very
yeah.
smooth.
But no, I mean the
I
show.
didn't realize he won one, but that
Yeah,
was, yeah, it was
I
fun to
knew he'd
see
won one,
him.
but it's like it's bizarre to like introduce him as that because Bailey, he's never at the show for me to be like, oh yeah, that's right.
I enjoyed certain like. I think there were some unexpected bits that threw me. I think Conan O'Brien introducing Kumail Nanjiani by being like, he's got the body of a Marvel superhero and the voice of a Marvel collector.
Yeah.
And then Kumail being like, nobody told me that was going to happen in
Clearly through
this
him.
Harvey
That's
because it's true.
that's funny. It's because he
It
clearly
was.
like because they're like friends, so we can do that
Yeah, it was
and
great.
like hit him. And then Kumail's a smart enough comedian to know how to like play into it, especially
Yeah.
when you get that category. So it has a tie, and he's able to say, "Funny how the shortest category has the longest Oscar acceptance speech,"
Yeah,
which is
which
really in the
I
moment
enjoyed that
thing.
even though you,
Oh yeah, and that
you
allowed us
know,
to both win.
so we'll get let's
Yes,
so okay so let's
live
get to
action.
the let's get to the category
I
let's
was
get
going to
to
say one final thing about
yeah sure.
Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor coming at 25 years of Moulin Rouge is crazy to think that movie's 25 years old. It made me feel ancient. But like, I like, sometimes I think the Academy strives to be like so new and current that it doesn't like celebrate like its history. And though they typically do that with Best Picture, I just thought that was like a fun reminder of Moulin Rouge. They both sang. It was
fun.
I liked it.
They had chemistry. They still have chemistry.
I was proud to see Ewan McGregor like escalate to the realm of Best Picture announcer. That's fun for him.
Yeah.
And they got the AMC girl to come out. That's great too. So, you know, it all worked out.
Yes. She is very tall.
Streaming TV star Nicole Kidman. That's great for her.
That's Emmy winner Nicole Kidman.
Emmy winner Nicole Kidman. Exactly. She's in movies sometimes. All right. So before we get to the winners of the actual Oscars, let's get to the much more important who of the three of us won the Academy Awards ballot. I know my score, and I already know Mark's score, but Terrence, I don't actually know your score. What did you total?
I was 18 out of 24. I threw some, you know, some sort of long shots, some Hail Marys to, you know, potentially get up on people, but they didn't pan out. I'm happy that some of them didn't pan out.
And so I got 19 out of 24, and Mark, you also got 19 out of 24, correct?
Right.
Okay. I think our main difference is because we all lost, like, we all lost casting between the three of us, which was like, it's weird to call it an upset because it's like there's no precedent for the category, but like you win SAG and you're like, well, that was our logic, right? Like, that makes sense. I think we all lost cinematography, right?
Which is right.
We
all picked Sinners for casting, and it was One Battle, and then for best cinematographer, we all picked One Battle, and it was Sinners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy to be wrong on that one though.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like,
I mean, nothing that won like pissed me off. So, although I was annoyed a bit at the animated short because I'm like, damn it, that's like stop motion. That's my thing. I love stop motion, and it won.
So I think I said this on the show. That is my actual personal favorite. Yeah. That was the one. I should have just gone with it, but it has this social, you know. It's about a swimmer and Nazis, and there was a lot more going on in that one. So I thought, well, that Academy might go for that.
Is it set in World War II, or is it sort of like modern day with that?
It's a swimmer who it was during that era, and then he actually went to a concentration camp, but then he got out and then swam and won a medal, I believe. So not a story that's kind of unique.
I mean, a real medal. Not one of those Annette Bening medals.
I was going to say I'm surprised then that it didn't win because catnip to the Academy.
They kept thinking it was weird. They saw the damn all the empty rooms. They're like, this is too sad. We need two weird winners for the rest of the shorts.
To be honest, the animation for Butterfly, it's really beautiful.
Yeah,
like
it's great.
Yeah, and it's not your standard like kind of thing that you see often. I mean, neither is The Girl Who Cried Pearls. It's also unique, but
So let's get back to that in a second. So, okay, Mark and I both have 19 out of 24. That was what we were kind of singling out at. Of course, as always, we tried to predict the running time as our way to do a tiebreaker. And I did about 3 hours, 20 minutes. I went short. And Mark, you went 3 hours, 40, right? Something like, along those lines. And the show that we're going with at this time is somewhere around 2 hours, 35, 239, somewhere in that three hours.
3 hours. I was like, 2 hours. Woo. Can you imagine?
It was
just right. We'll write it to
we
the
shook
next
it off because it was swift. No, it was a 3 hour close. Basically, Mark, you're the winner. You congratulations. You win our Oscar challenge this year. Good job.
Well, against you guys, that is – I'll take it because, you know, you guys study this stuff. I mean, we all do, but
– I mean, 18 out of 24 is nothing to knock at either. We all, you know, we all got pretty
– Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, Secret Agent is essentially the thing that kept me from
– You went for Secret Agent?
Winning, yeah.
And I just like – Joachim Trier is the best director nominee. It just makes sense.
I know. I know. But you just – You know, you just never know with these people.
No matter how many old woman jokes Stellan Skarsgård kept making about the bridesmaids, they couldn't stop sentimental value. That's what I'm saying.
And the plastic surgery jokes.
You know what I did enjoy? As much as like some of the bits weren't always great or whatever, when they did the audience cuts, when they called somebody out, everybody was game to like have fun with that. Everyone was game to like either make a face or point or do a thing.
Benicio tapping on the watch.
Benicio would like, you know, hurry it up, or Leo doing a couple things. Like, they went after Leo a number of times. Steven Spielberg, they got in there. Like, it's, you know, you want the show to like feel like everyone's having a good time and not like they're waiting to get their dinner. So I did appreciate that. Like, it seemed like everyone genuinely liked being there. But anyway, all right. So,
and also, instead of like one of the people was Jacoby Jupe, but it's not. It's the kid from Hamnet.
Yeah.
But he still played along and you know did his little
because like, he was like, "There's no pizza," and I was like, I know the people in that room are hungry, so this is gonna really really land.
All right, let's just go over the winners. In show order, which I cannot remember. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not gonna remember that at all. Well, I mean, it started with supporting actors, as usual. Your supporting category, as usual. So we had who won? Amy Madigan, of course. Amy Madigan wins. Here's the other thing with the show. There's that one Oscars where Ed Harris and Amy Madigan are like sitting on their hands and not clapping for Elia Kazan, where they're like making stone faces, and it's a great picture of them. Now I have a picture of Ed Harris like giving this great look to his wife as she wins an Oscar, and that's what I kept stamping the bits with. Either it's not a good bit, stamp with the stone faces. Good bit, stamp with a good face, or whatever I'm winning. But no, nice to see Amy Madigan comes up on stage as a, you know, nice thing to say.
Yeah. She was great.
I mean, that was, yeah, that's kind of historic for horror to win the acting award. So that's
two.
That was nice.
Two, yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Which one would we get to? But yeah, now that you mention it's because like it's always so interesting. I tell people all the time, like, sci-fi was like the Academy's favorite B genre, and now at least right now it's horror.
Yeah, because you have The Substance and Get Out, and you know it's starting to like you're seeing it more and more.
They were like, you can get nominated if you're The Sixth Sense, but never think to win. And now it's like, well, Get Out, The Substance you mentioned, Weapons, which didn't even have any other nomination other than this, Sinners. So maybe horror is in vogue.
We could talk about the supportings together because Sean Penn, of course, had that great speech. Oh, wait, he wasn't there. He didn't say anything at all. Sean Penn went the entire run without campaigning.
I'm sorry. Did we know he wasn't going to be there?
Yeah. There's a report that came out that said he wasn't going to. Unlikely to show up was the word.
What was the did they mention the reason? He's just over it.
I mean, he doesn't really care. I mean,
he's won two, and the speech he gave for Milk is great.
Yeah, no, I don't think he doesn't not care about the arts, but I do think he's over like the celebration aspect of things.
Oh yeah, I don't mind him not showing up to campaign or do whatever. I think not the business side. I think the industry overall, the health of the industry overall, would be better if campaigning was not a thing. You know, but I don't want to, you know, take away from the caterers and the locations and the waiters and that they make their money doing these things. So it's like, keep that thing going. But like,
and I'll be in there, you know, when you're a person that becomes, you know, when you're any number of these people that are under like a lot of scrutiny, whether it's positive or negative, and he's a guy that has a history in a time where history is being called back upon quite frequently. I don't think he said they're being like, you know what I want to do? I want to go to an award show where everybody on the red carpet's going to ask me random questions or I'm going to get scrutinized by whoever the hell because of things that I did and don't want to talk about. And, you know, by the time I get to give a speech, who's going to care what I have to say if everybody's going to judge me on other things? Like, I can understand that point of view.
Similar to like, he's now, he's, like I said last time, he's now in like the pantheon of actors.
Yeah.
Like him and Jack Nicholson with three
as far as males go. How many does Spencer Tracy have?
That two, probably. Catherine is up there with four. She's the only one with four.
There's a few with three
actors. Spencer Tracy, let's see, Google and
Daniel Day.
Oh yes.
Yes, you know him.
He literally retired.
Yeah.
And I have not thought of it. I'm so sorry, Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm so sorry. When you said you wanted to retire and just be in life, my brain really registered that. You know, Sean Penn is in firmly stamped as, you know, one of the greatest American actors of all time, certainly. Do we want to, what happened to our other
I'm trying to
guest?
wait for Mark has dropped out a little bit here. So I'm trying to wait for him to get back
Mark
on.
too decided to, he decided to take Sean Penn's lead for a split second and dip out. How many Oscars does, okay, let's go on a journey. Most Oscar wins
Spencer Tracy has
actor.
two back-to-back Oscars. But does he have, who is the
List
most?
of actors with two or more Academy wins in acting categories. Catherine, Meryl, Jack, Ingrid Bergman,
Bergman has, yeah, she has like
three,
three.
Dana Day-Lewis, Frances McDormand,
McDormand has three,
obviously, and
yeah.
Sean Penn, and Walter Brennan. That's who.
Walter Brennan, okay.
Walter Brennan. Yeah, I mean that's really something to think about, Sean Penn in that count.
I mean, he's a good
Really
actor.
something.
He's
I really want Frances to win number four in actress just to watch
just to watch the world burn.
Streep heads heads explode when she gets there and just like Catherine, all in best actress.
Well, you wanted to have a surprise supporting role in Devil Wears Prada 2, where she's like a rival,
No, I want her
and
to
then.
win best act because that's the thing, right? Is like, oh, she'll get to four, but you know how stan culture works. They love to parse through all these things. It's like, oh, Katharine Hepburn all won all of hers in lead, you know. So if Frances could tie her, I just think that would be hilarious. I have a really juicy question for you
Sure.
later on down the line once we get to the actors.
Okay. Well, let's see what else happened.
Animated feature, animated short.
Yeah, they got animated up pretty quickly as well. Well, we had K-pop Demon Hunters, which was expected.
The most foolish business decision, I think, of like the last 3 or 4 years is Sony Pictures Animation selling that to Netflix. I cannot believe they didn't realize what they had.
I mean,
Like, I just
that's how it goes.
think of the money. Oh, think of the money.
It's hard. I don't discount it, but it's hard to say they would know they would have that success.
K-pop, gigantic right now.
There's lots of things that are popular that you I think
Girl-fronted action movie.
lots of things like that seem like a popular idea at the time that don't
You
always
just had
succeed.
spider. It's like building off. You don't have spider. Yeah, I just don't. It was so popular on Netflix. Netflix put it into movie theaters.
Yeah, but Netflix didn't know that either. Netflix didn't, like, they put it
They
out.
yeah. I just God. Yeah, it's wild. An animated short, which we all got wrong.
And we talked about it already. Let's see. We got the wait, so let's see the Frankenstein triptych happened as expected. Lots of shout outs to Guillermo, of course, but everybody.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the costume designer for Frankenstein is also the costume designer on Rings of Power. So shout out to Kate Hawley. Incredible, incredible work on both of those things. Makeup. I'd like the makeup team shouting out the actors, you know, particularly 400 hours of sitting in a makeup chair is like bonkers.
Yeah,
Oh, you're yawning because you're yawning at Jacob Elordi's dedication to his craft.
no, I'm tired. No, I it's a long it's I don't know how to I can't fathom like doing that kind of process, sitting in the chairs and like doing the makeup thing and
Yeah, that's why. Didn't they say Jim Carrey, when he was doing The Grinch, went through like Navy SEAL training
yes.
of like how to be waterboarded in order? Yeah, so kudos. Yeah, kudos to the makeup team.
And in return, he tortured the makeup artist into retiring early, basically.
Well,
Only for him to come back and win for the Darkest Hour.
oof.
Let's see. Let's see. So I got to casting, which, yeah, surprise to a point as far as one battle getting in there.
I think, I mean, it winning casting, I almost sent you a text being like, oh, this it
You sent me
won
a
battles
text.
winning picture. Yeah.
You sent me the text.
Oh, did I?
Yes,
I thought I sent you, I thought that was for a different thing
no, you
where I
sent
was
me the
like,
text to like burst my bubble.
it wasn't meant to burst your bubbles more, meant it was just like a statement of fact. It wasn't meant to be bubble
When
bursting.
Michael B. Jordan, like I was I it didn't convince me. When Michael B. Jordan won too, I was still just being like, I mean,
I just,
like
yeah. I mean, one battle after another is well cast.
all of them are well cast. If anything, I mean, No, yeah, they're like it's a good category. It happened how it happened. Yeah, live action short films. We had our tie here.
Let's pause.
How do ties happen? How does that still
I
thing?
despise ties at award shows.
Okay, but it, I mean.
I think it's like the amount of like levers the Academy has in place in this voting system, and we end up with a tie is utterly bonkers. But hooray for everybody's Oscar pool that they
Had two chances.
either had the singers or two people exchanges alive were one and two or two and or you know A and B, whatever order you put them in, and so now everybody won.
I mean, it makes me feel really funny about the people that didn't choose either of them. And still, so they still lost. there's a fun punishing aspect of the idea that there are people that were like, no, it's definitely gonna be one of these three. And there's a tie, and it's neither of them.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, hi,
Yes.
Mark. We're just talking about live action short and the fact that there's a tie. What also got me was because what was it? The singers won, and that's the one they announced first. I'm like, well, it has to be Saliva. They're doing it in alphabetical order. That's the so I'm like,
Oh, that's
I already know. I already know the tie is going to Saliva. Like, I'm fine. So,
that's funny. I
Mark,
didn't even think about it at the
that
time.
was entirely my thought. I was like, it's alphabetical, so clearly it's the other one also. So I got this.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that either. I was thinking, oh gosh, if it's not Saliva, then Terrence is pulled ahead at that point.
I was waiting for Mark
By the way,
Wahlberg to
I
come out on
apologize.
stage.
I don't know what happened to my internet and all of that, but I had to restart the whole thing,
No, you're
so
here
that
now.
took.
We're all good. We
Okay,
haven't gotten
yes.
too
All
far
right.
into things. We talked about Frankenstein winning its hat trick of awards
Oh
that we
yeah.
expected, and now we're at the live action short again. So, but yeah, a
Okay.
tie. Things that somehow happen still.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it at the Astros. I hate it at the
Not the Astros. Don't badmouth the Astros.
I hate it
Those ties are
everywhere.
deserved.
No, they're not.
You what was that you hate?
I don't like ties at award
Ties.
shows.
Oh, ties. Yeah.
He doesn't want soccer trophies being handed out.
Not soccer, but just as like for Best Picture, right? Obviously, Best Picture won't be a tie, but like
But it was.
the they're like you have to, they're like 10 different ways for like a film to be nominated, and it reaches a certain threshold, and it's like, how do you have all of these complex PricewaterhouseCooper? How do you have all this complex
For
shit?
me, the most famous tie is Barbra Streisand and
Yeah.
Katharine Hepburn.
Kevin
So
Hepburn.
Barbra Streisand for Funny Girl and Katharine Hepburn for The Lion in Winter in 1969. I mean, for that's a best actress. That's like when it happens at that level, it's pretty,
And
know.
if I said that should have just been Barbara's alone.
They're both really good performances.
Yes. And it
I
should have been
mean,
Barbara's alone.
it doesn't hurt
She.
either to have they both got the win. So. Everyone, or at least
Yeah.
2-1.
Plus three is an awkward number that you want to have two sets of bookends. You don't want to have three Oscars. So that helped Catherine out a lot, I think. So next up was the writing categories, which went as expected. Paul Thomas Anderson wins his first Oscar after 14 nominations, which was hilarious to hear out loud. And then Ryan Coogler, of course, wins for his original screenplay. Nothing out of the ordinary there. But hey, they won. They gave a good speech. Coogler gave a nice speech. I was happy to see him on stage saying things.
God, yeah, did you see the guitar cornrows?
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's just I just love Ryan Coogler. This Bay Area stand up.
He's got a great sense of style, and he's a cool guy. Like when Buckley won for actress, you could see him hugging Chloe Zhao in the background, congratulating her. Like it's just like
Yeah.
he's just such he's like such a
They
stand
were
up
in the
guy.
Sundance Lab together, I think.
Yeah. I've heard that. Let's see. Then we got to we okay. Well, we did production design because that's part of Frankenstein's whole deal. But that led to visual effects, which of course, well, so
No
visual. So here we
surprise.
had. So here we had Sigourney Weaver and Pedro coming out.
Not wearing a suit jacket.
No. Well, he had one of those big like things though, right? You don't like those things? What are they called? Cartwheel,
It's
pinwheels?
oh, the last 5 years have been like an erosion in red carpet glamour. Men don't wear ties anymore. The women are afraid to wear like the uber expensive blood diamond jewelry. And now we're not even wearing suit jackets. It really killed me.
I enjoyed Amy Madigan saying she shaved her legs and then realizing that she wore pants.
Yeah,
she wore pants.
It's
Yeah,
really funny.
that was
Like in
funny.
the moment, realizing it. But yeah, Avatar with special visual effects. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it would not have shocked me to see like a Sinner surprise. Like, I don't know, like just comes out of there, but you know, it's Avatar. Okay, so we have our another not necessarily upset, but another we have documentary where we all went to A Perfect Neighbor, but I said I had a sneaking suspicion that Mr. Putin could get
And
in
you were
there.
right.
And
You were absolutely
I
right.
should I was almost ready to change when we were recording that show too. I'm like, did I just convince myself that this might be
I
relating
had to look at my notes and say, wait, did Aaron pick Mr. Putin or did he just say, oh, it might go there? And I was like, oh no,
would have
go
given me
there.
20. I would have been happy about
You would have
that.
won, but should woulda, shoulda, coulda.
But yeah, no, but regardless, Mr. Putin, it's a good speech by that both the director as well as the subject had a translator on stage. It was I appreciated what they had to say. And let's see, what's next? We had Score, which went to Ludwig again. He's got three now. Good for him.
For a superhero movie, a biopic epic, and a horror film.
He's mixing it up.
We'd love to see it.
A Norwegian man winning for Swedish man.
I think
Right?
Swedish.
Gordonson in Swedish?
He's from Sweden.
Yes,
Swedish. Ludwig, yeah, he's Swedish.
winning for a blues horror musical.
Well, his speech was nice. He gave a
Yes, it
little
was.
background of how that might happen.
Yeah, talk about his father and how he got him into music,
Yeah.
and specifically what kind of music and everything. No, it was very nice to hear. Okay, that's what it was. This was the Bridesmaids things, right? They had score, then they had sound also, and I did enjoy that bit where they're like, no one knows what sound is. That was making me laugh quite a bit, actually. Them trying to go after. But that, of course, went to F1. And what I was saying earlier, that means F1 and Hamnet won the same amount of Oscars this year. So good going for those two.
Similar quality.
Just amuses me as far as that goes. But dude, sound, yeah, we all predicted that for sound. Let's see, film editing, boy, the I got all excited too because they played the Independence Day score when they were coming out on stage, and I'm like, all right, let's see what the Pullman's got to offer. And then, yeah, they really just kind of
Was Lewis in the sequel?
no, but
Okay, I was one because.
he's in Spaceballs 2, so I think that's what they're referring to. But nothing really set that up for like being a good joke. So
Yeah, this is why I wish the Bridesmaids bit was before editing. That just would have been such a brilliant. Oh, we've spent like 3 to 5 actual minutes of runtime on a bit. Now let's talk about how editing makes things tighter, and you know. And instead, we got whatever that was.
what editing went to one battle after, as we all expected. We get
Nice to
this.
see Alphabet Mafia member getting to kiss his partner before winning an Oscar. That was pretty fun.
Speaking of
Yeah, and
fun.
they stood up and kissed and then went up. Like it was
Yeah.
very like, we're gonna make a show of this. You're gonna get this on camera.
Great. We never see editors. So it's like, oh, yeah, nice to see. Yeah, nice for him to have that moment. Yeah, no, I loved it.
And we get to cinematography where we have this felt like the only real like upset to me. It felt like this felt like
Yeah.
One Battle really had it in the bag here, just given that it won like the BAFTA and the ACE. So it's like, oh, okay, here is ACE or no,
I mean,
cinematography
so
award. Let's see.
it's an
ASC.
upset in terms of precursor awards, but look at the movie. It's
No,
a
no doubt.
valid
It's
winner.
earned for
Oh,
sure.
and actually her the Autumn Dorald Arkepaugh, she was my favorite speech of the night.
She had a
This
great
is the one
speech.
that, yeah, I thought it was succinct. It was well said. I was actually, and generally I'm more interested in like the actors and things, but when you have someone the creatives and they have something interesting to say, I like it. So I thought hers was my favorite speech of the night.
And again,
Yeah, it was great.
Cougar being great about it, he rushed her child like up to like see mommy
Oh
win the
yeah,
biggest
that
game.
was
Yeah,
cute.
That
I
was
was almost
great.
thinking that I was thinking that the child was gonna, join her on the
They'll be on
stage, but
stage. Okay.
yeah, I
Yeah.
love everybody. A lot of people had family in the audience, which was great and wonderful. They must have had these people at the top of the Dolby.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it was like that
So it's
was
been a
nice to
monumental
see.
sprint that Coogler had to
Yeah.
do to like get all the way up and get him down.
I loved. It's a great win. The movie looks phenomenal. It's show got some stuff that we'll literally never forget. I also loved Conan coming back out after that and like acknowledging
Acknowledging.
the history.
Yeah, because there's been a number of nominees at this point, like Rachel Morrison a few times or whatnot, but this is
Yeah.
finally a win for a woman in cinematography.
And
So.
Demi Moore, you could tell she was
Yeah, she was being very
thrilled.
nice. Yeah.
Demi Moore dressed in a very nice plant. That was good, whatever she was wearing.
Yeah, I
That was
wonder what
nice.
designer she was wearing. It looked like a Harris Reed, but I'm not sure.
I just know it had a lot of leaves. What's going on
Yeah.
with
Hey, somebody giving us something.
it? Let's see, international feature. Yeah, we went over here to sentimental value,
Yeah.
which I thought I just seemed like it was in the bag in my eyes. But you stretched out for the secret agent and Wagner, and
Yeah.
they look nice.
Over two in both of those. Yeah.
But no, sentimental. I'm a Joachim Trier fan. I think he's a very good filmmaker, so it's nice to see him win an Oscar. No, he had good things to say too. He had a nice way of representing, like talking about the global community and whatnot, and then quoting James Baldwin. I thought that was a.
And I don't recall, do they usually have the entire cast come up for international film?
Sometimes depends.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, because the amount of people that were on the stage almost looked like a Best Picture win. I mean, it was like everyone was up there.
I think it's more recently that's more of a thing. It also depends on, I think, the number, like. When a movie like Parasite steamrolling, it was like you don't need everybody to come on stage every time because it's knocking everything out. But something like this, where like all the actors are nominated, we know it's not winning Best
They'd
Picture.
lost all at that point. Yeah, everybody had lost at that point.
So
Yeah.
it's like this is like the yeah, it's like let's get everybody out here just to represent like the fact that Sentimental Value has been well represented at the Oscars,
I
even though
like
it's
it. It's fun.
original song. Let's talk about the performances. So we had I Lied to You performed early on, and then we had Golden performed later on. I thought both of these like I like lately I've liked the kind of these elaborate productions they've done for the best songs that have songs
Yes.
They were nice, yeah.
between with these two and then you look back obviously like I'm Just Ken or the Natsu Natsu from RRR like
These are all greats, yeah.
the non-nominated we don't talk about
That
Bruno.
you and that you want to know something that might make me madder than a tie was them letting them perform that song on the Oscars. I said, we don't, you're cutting other stuff out of the show to get this number in is crazy. I don't care if it's a hit. Blank Disney's fault they didn't submit it. They don't need to.
But regardless, yes, I think the I Lied to You, like I didn't think they would be able to pull it off because I've if you can pull off Natu Natu, then like anything goes. But seeing them pull off I Lied to You and the way they were able to incorporate the other sounds and then the other like parts of time, just like the way the movie did in
The
that song, in
actors
kind of an
too,
abbreviated
Jack
way.
O'Connell
Yeah.
and
Yeah, we have Jack O'Connell had what's her name, who plays Grace on stage as well.
yeah,
So
that's great.
I was watching Sinners just because I wanted to have something on while I was doing work earlier, and I always liked that bit where it has her in one room and then the camera kind of follows her from behind, so she goes to the other room, and they did that. They replicated that in the show as well, which was pretty neat.
Yeah, they tried their best. They're not Autumn and Ryan, but they tried their best. They did. They did.
Then Golden was a really nice performance. I really enjoyed that as well.
Did it feel to you like it got cut short at the end? Why do I feel like the song
Because they
is
gave a whole damn
longer?
intro to it at the beginning where they're like, let's get everybody the plot synopsis of K-pop Demon Hunters before we start the song.
Yeah, I kind of was like, she hit a big note, and I was like, okay. And then it was like 2 seconds later, and I was like, wait a minute.
It's abbreviated, not like so is I like to use abbreviated also because it is like the Oscars, so they gotta like they can't show that, although
Yeah.
some of them they can.
Yeah, I felt it most with Golden because
No, you can tell,
it
but
just kind of like
it's because they gave it a
slammed
length,
back down.
they gave it a lengthy intro, and I'm like. I feel like people have seen the movie. Like, I don't know if you need a
Certainly.
recap of what K-pop Demon Hunters is
Literally
about.
every
It's in the
parent.
title. I feel like I got the
Yeah.
idea here. Regardless, still, I like the performance, and I like, and as we said, we like the idea of random celebrities hold, and serious people holding shiny things in the crowd to make sure we got the concert experience of Golden.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Viva la vie. What's next? Okay. Then we got to director. PTA comes up again. Wins his. Who gave best director? Who gave the award?
Zendaya.
That's right.
Robert Pattinson.
Those two Uggos, Zendaya and Robert Pattinson, came out on stage looking terrible.
Yeah, Zendaya looks really good. I mean, very sophisticated. That was like a nice look for her.
Yeah, I like the bob.
Oh, speaking of like...
They're in a movie coming
out. Yeah, the drama. Which I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Have you seen this already? Or?
No, I don't think they screened it yet.
But I like the director quite a bit, and I'm very much looking forward to how twisted that movie's going to actually be. Speaking of good looking, by the way, fucking Javier Bardem and Priyanka Chopra Jonas coming out. They looked very good on stage.
Everybody looks, I will say, no one looks, I don't know if you noticed. Like,
there's really attractive people on stage right now.
The people that they hired, you know, who like bring the Oscars onto the stage and help guide people out. Uh-huh. Yes. Insanely good looking. I was like, I literally had to tweet about it. I was so shook.
Which of Pierce Brosnan's children is on stage this year?
I was like, what nepotism are we witnessing on the stage, which I'm all for. But I was like, my
usually
God.
They say, too, they didn't really say who they were this year. Sometimes,
whoever the presenters, the like people hoping the presenters were, congratulations to all of you.
Also, speaking great. Of, we didn't mention it all, Matt Berry as the announcer for the Oscars, I was quite enjoying.
Was he really in London?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in London. I don't have a reason not to believe that he was actually in London. I don't think that was a bit. Like, there'd be no, like, what would be the purpose of that?
What's the point of having him in London for a show here?
Because Conan wanted him to be the announcer, because it's fun.
Fly him out.
What do you want me to tell you? I don't know. Maybe he couldn't fly out.
Interesting.
We'll wait for the article tomorrow on Deadline to be like, why Matt Berry couldn't fly out for the Oscars. But no, I mean, he obviously, like, you know, he has a way of speaking, and obviously he leaned into it a little bit now and then as far as pronouncing certain names or whatnot, or making sure that Burger King got proper representation throughout the night, because apparently it was king at some point. I'm like, when was Burger King king of anything? Let's see. So we had director. Okay, best actor. Best actor. First, Adrian Brody comes out to do a bit that I'm sure he wrote himself. No, he's fine. Like, because he set the record last year, right, for longest award speech ever.
The intro was so funny.
It was funny.
Conan. It was so funny.
His thing, and it's late in the show, so I can understand testing people, but him having like reels of paper to hold out to start to say something. But at least he got right to it afterwards. At least he just said, actually, let me just do that. So he got the numbers.
All right. But he alluded to that thing about the gum, of which last year he threw his gum to Chapman. I mean, that was.
He had a lot of business going on.
I think that was tacky, but.
This is like, I'm just literally hearing my mother in my head from so many times of getting up to do public speaking and her being like, you will not go out there with gum in your mouth.
Get rid of your gum. Yeah.
Literally from beyond the.
Well, just put it in your pocket. I mean, I don't even like call attention to it.
Suits a rental.
Know? I mean, right.
It's
he doesn't want to be charged.
It's not like he didn't have paper to put it in.
Anyway, he comes out. He gives the Oscar to Michael B. Jordan. Which certainly excited me. I was very happy. I screamed very loudly in my room.
I screamed so loud, my roommate came downstairs to also witness the... incredible. Simply incredible.
And that was a good speech, too.
Yeah, no, it was a good... you know, you get the actor speeches, actor and actress speeches, where some of them are, you know, they're obviously about the film or whatnot, or some of them are, like, they're too... I don't know, in shock to really get in some kind of messaging or whatnot. Like, it felt like you wanted to try to say something like significant as far as, frankly, yes, being the sixth black actor to win, you know, best actor in Oscar history, let alone, you know, obviously talk about, you know, the production, what it means to be, you know, kind of a movie and what have you.
And I think a lot of people, I mean, obviously with SAG and now this, but like, I don't think a lot of people in like the general public realize how long he's been working as an actor
Sure.
Like in the amount of people he worked with, the genres he's done, like going from soap operas to The Wire to indie
Parenthood.
movies like Ryan Coogler to The Chronicles and the Black, like he's had such a varied and long career.
He was in a movie with Keanu Reeves called Hardball. It was
Yeah, he's in
one of the
Hardball.
kids in that movie. So yeah, long time.
He's worked with a lot of people. It's, you know, he's Will Smith's son. You know, he's the, you know, and he won his Oscar a lot earlier than Will did, which is incredible, right? Michael B. Jordan is one of the few legitimate leading men slash stars that are currently in the industry. He can open a movie, any kind of movie. And I was thrilled. Like I'm just thinking about it now. I'm just even more excited to see that he won. And you want to hear my shady question that I have for you
Okay.
guys?
Here. Yeah.
Because Timothy obviously didn't win this Oscar, even though he very much campaigned as if he wanted to win it.
Oh, did
I mean, you know,
he?
jackets and balloons and every black podcast that you could think of, and you know, for a movie about ping pong in the 1950s. What if Timmy isn't Leo, Leonardo DiCaprio, or Marlon Brando, but instead he's Peter O'Toole?
She just keeps going. Did Peter O'Toole like?
Oh, but that's a compliment
I mean,
too,
that's not a
though.
bad thing. I mean,
Yeah, so it's not meant to be uber shady. But what if
yeah,
it's
that
like,
wasn't. I mean, I'm
so
like, Peter
he's
O'Toole
waiting
had
till
a
he's
long and
70,
successful.
till he's
Peter never
70.
won competitive Oscar.
That's right. I'm thinking of
But he's too okay.
Plumber.
So I'm just going to jump in. Timothée Chalamet is too young to be having that conversation now. I mean, you know, like let's revisit in 10 years, and if he's still getting nominated and never winning, then maybe.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, what if he's Kate Winslet?
Or Jeff Bridges.
Even Jeff Bridges, that's still in the same kind of range as far
I
as.
mean, I'm just thinking about like men, but yeah, it just came to me. I was like, oh, that the Oscars are defined as much by who wins as by who does not have one. And so I just it was
Sure.
like a really interesting thought exercise. Like, what if he?
I get what you're saying. I can't speak to Peter O'Toole's entire filmography because it's quite lengthy and amount of the time. But like looking at
We'd literally
Chalamet,
be here forever.
yeah, but looking at Chalamet, like you look at the directors he's choosing to work with and the kinds of films he's making. Like he's making a lot of choices that reflect like he wants to work with good, talented people often. And even like his blockbuster choices aren't franchise. I mean, Dune's like a franchise by default, but it's made by a prestige filmmaker. You know, it's not just like a throwaway kind of thing. It's made by Denis Villeneuve, the director who's apparently did nothing at all in Dune because he wasn't nominated for either movie despite having all the other nominations. He was a very lazy
Unsolved
director.
Mysteries
Yeah.
season
Dune
whatever.
directed itself because of all those other nominations. But regardless, yeah, you look at the film, even the, you know, it's mo like that's the biggest thing he's in. And everything else is like smaller indie stuff directed by acclaimed filmmakers or what have you.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll be in.
So and
It'll
he's not.
just
It's not like
be
he's going to
interesting to
stop
chart.
doing that. It's not like he's like, well, I lost this one. I guess I'm going to join
Well,
the Spider-Man universe now. Like he's going to keep making smaller movies. Like,
I think it's interesting. I mean, this is just a general
and he can
conversation about
open
like
films. That's the other thing. He can open movies. Like he's a guy
he
that's going to.
opened this one.
When he's talking about this one, he opened Wonka. He opened these dudes. Like the dudes aren't Jar.
Wonka, the prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, starring him. Who's on the cover of all that marketing? Him. Who's the one selling
The
it?
Wonka,
Him.
but like I'm like that's what I'm
That's not a
saying. Like
guarantee.
the idea of I sometimes something I well, Michael B. Jordan was in a superhero movie and he got an Oscar, and Timmy has not been in one and he don't have one. So maybe Timmy needs to join the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and maybe he'll win an Oscar one day.
I mean, he's been nominated multiple times at this point. Like,
I think
he's not
Timothy is
doing
a
anything
great.
wrong here.
He's a
Like,
great young actor. He's certainly great in Marty Supreme.
a
Michael B.
movie that
is
could have
just better.
easily failed, but he again, he's the one that sold. He made it the money. He made it to A24's biggest film of all time.
I'm interested to see what's next for Timmy. Dune
Yeah.
aside, I already know that's going to be successful.
Best actress. Like she already had it in her hands when they announced the name, right? She was just sitting there, like, "Yeah, all right, thanks."
No, she had a
She
really
had a really good.
visceral
She
reaction.
did, and she had a really nice speech, very emotional. Jessie Buckley winning Best Actress. There's nothing wrong with that.
Famously was on a reality competition show to star in Oliver in the West End and came in second place. She didn't win the show, And she has since won a lot of other major awards, including an Oscar.
Oh, she Jennifer Hudson her way to an Oscar, I see.
Not quite. Jennifer, we remember distinctly how that the night that Jennifer went home. Or the 2 nights that that occurred over. So yeah.
Mark, anything on Jesse Buckley?
Well, I mean, she had a lot of practice for that speech, but yes, it was a good one.
And all right, yeah, now we get to Best Picture. Obviously, we talked about already the Baz reunion on stage there with Ewan and Nicole Kidman. And yeah, one battle after another wins the big prize. I pick Sinners. You guys picked one. You both picked One Battle, right?
You went with
Yeah.
your heart, and that's okay.
I don't feel bad. Like,
There's nothing to feel bad about.
there's
It
in
was
re.
clearly number two.
It, yeah, well, in recent years, it's been a lot of my first and second favorite films of the year have been the front runners for Oscars. So it's like, well, I don't feel bad. My favorite movie won. Like, it's
Yeah.
all right.
Yeah, I think if you go back over the last like 10 years, it's almost always between two films. And I always feel like it is close. I don't I mean, the more time that goes by, then people start to think, oh no, we all knew it was going to be that film. But you know, there's definitely a lot of, I mean, like,
The last time it was really like up in the air, I think it was like when Spotlight won, where it's like, is it gonna be The Revenant? Is it gonna be Mad
Because The
Max? Is
Revenant,
it gonna be Spotlight? Like, where's this going?
when The Revenant won director, I was like, oh God, here we go. And then Spotlight won Best Picture, and I was overjoyed
But otherwise,
because.
yeah, you're not wrong, Mark. Like, it's usually like it's a race to a point. Sometimes it's just very obvious, like when
No, so
Oppenheimer
okay,
won,
so
it's like
like.
just not, it wasn't
So
not gonna
last
win.
year it was between Anora and The Broodlist. I mean, Oppenheimer, I think, was pretty.
That was a pretty locked
Yeah,
deal. Yeah.
that was a
Once it
lock.
made $1 billion, yes.
Yeah, but let's see. Everywhere, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once was else was. Let's see. There's I mean, Banshees of Inisherin, but that didn't really.
That wasn't gonna be
No,
it.
it
Oh,
was
but I know.
everything.
Okay, so Coda was definitely, people were picking The Power of the Dog that year.
Yeah.
And then Nomadland.
That's that
Well,
2020 year. I mean, Nomadland was.
that was a strange year.
it was. But oh, so Parasite, I do remember people were picking 1917 along with
Oh, that
that.
was the. Yeah, it was definitely between the two. Like, it became more obvious that Parasite was going to win, but.
But everyone looks at Parasite now because it as you know, like this was a wonderful win and everything. But I remember 1917 was definitely in the mix
Oh,
at the
yeah.
time.
Well, yeah. Well, we thought they were going to do
A split.
a picture director split.
Yeah.
Right. And then Bong Joon-ho said, not on my watch.
Obviously, all of us were like, we can't wait for to see Green Book win and just trounce everything,
Oh,
and that we could all rewatch it
and
over
it
and
was
over again.
Roma that year. Every we
It
were
was Ro it was
Roma
Roma
was the yeah.
and BlacKkKlansman, I think.
BlacKkKlansman, I picked it.
I
I
mean, it
wanted
was
to see it,
nominated, but
but.
definitely I remember a lot of people were picking Roma to
Oh, yeah,
win that
it
year.
was split. It was because people couldn't believe the idea that Green Book was like, is this really gonna walk with Best Picture? But it did. Let's see,
Did
Shape.
Julia Roberts announce that one?
E Green Book?
I think she did.
I
Know she looked at that card and was like, what in the world is going on?
It was what
I think you're projecting. She's an actress. She did a good job of like reading that
in
with
her mind, that's what I meant.
I don't think it was because whatever year it was a year where there wasn't a host. I know that because she also had to say goodbye. She was like, thanks for everybody for coming. Goodbye. Like she literally like had to say
Damn, they put
that.
her to work.
It was like
Yeah, I think, I mean, the most famous, obviously, of our sort of recent lifetimes is Moonlight versus
what
La
happened
La
there? Something
Land,
wrong,
which
something happened
I think
Right.
that's certainly like the gold standard of like really insane, intense sort of like competition down the stretch. But yeah,
French
Sinners, I'm.
friendships ended. People got shot. But
Friendships ended. Did you end some friendships over
no,
that?
I'm just kidding. That's how serious it was. Birdman and
No.
Boyhood was obviously a big competition that year.
Oh,
I don't recall 12 Years a Slave having like,
with
oh no, not with
Gravity?
Gravity. With Gravity,
Yeah.
that
Oh, yeah.
was
That was,
yeah.
we was like, we got our Godfather Cabaret Oscars. That
Argo
was
seemed like
that.
a pretty like
Well, once Ben
shut for.
Affleck didn't get nominated for Best Director.
Then it
If there,
was,
well,
yeah,
like, because
Argo
Life of
had a.
Pi was like in the cards too, just because Ang Lee was like, well, it was a year
But that
again,
wasn't
but
winning picture.
I mean, he
It was
won
like
director.
it was technical masterpiece. People were like, "Oh my God, the technical aspects of it." And you were like, "Well, what about the story?" And they were like,
I like Life of Pi a lot. It's like the artist was always going to win. Anyway, we don't even know this.
Yeah. That was a sometimes I get annoyed with people. They're like, "The Oscars only care about awarding movies about movies." I'm like, "You guys, the Academy has been very adventurous lately." And then something like The Artist, which is still adventurous because it was a silent movie released
Thank
in
you. It
2011.
was odd. It was an anomaly at that time. I
It
think that's
is an anomaly,
it's so
and it
much of
is
an
still a
anomaly
movie
that
about making movies.
it's so much of an anomaly that they awarded that movie picture, director, actor. And John DeRoy, he's nowhere. It's not like he started a bunch of American movies afterwards. And what's the name? The director, he's not done much of anything since winning an
Yeah,
Academy
Jean
Award.
Dujardin has done some stuff.
He's done some, but not like a
He
lot of
was
American
Dracula, I
stuff.
think. He played Dracula in
Where was he, Dracula?
Didn't he play Dracula in the Netflix Dracula show?
No, that's Klaus Bang.
Oh, geez. Not me getting my foreign actors mixed up. I'm so sorry to both
That's
of
like
them.
that's the Danish actor Klaus Bang.
Yeah, Jean
Yeah,
Dujardin, I mean,
but
he's done a lot of. If you haven't seen OSS 117, though, those movies
oh,
are
he's a talented
hilarious.
actor. He's a
Yeah.
usually comedic actor. And then Hasan
Yeah.
Avicius,
Nothing.
he has an Oscar, and he's nowhere. He's not like he did anything else except go
All
back to
right. So,
France.
Academy Awards, back to the
Yeah.
2026.
What else would you like to talk about, Mark? We got the best. We got best picture. What else is to get into?
No, I don't really have anything. I mean, like we said, it was a decent, pleasant Oscars, you know.
Terrence, you said it was kind of at pace. Like, I felt like it was both long and slow at the same time, as far as like it felt like the show was moving steadily, but like they kept they were cutting people off a lot throughout the show.
Well,
Microphones were
the yeah
disappearing.
the K-pop Demon Hunters, that was sort of famously they cut that speech short.
There was that one. I think one of the shorts, something happened. Like, because I know, like, at one point, because they cut to Conan, because the broadcast itself was like a bit dodgy as far as the direction, because cameras were all over the place in different spots. And I know there
Yeah.
was one point where like it cut to Conan, who's just standing there watching the winners try to like give a speech, and I think the microphone was like dropping down, so he like couldn't do it anymore. Then they
I think
raised
he
it back
did
up
that because
again.
he was like, wanted them to finish their speech.
He didn't do anything. It's I think
That's what I'm saying.
it's
Him
the
not doing
production around.
anything is what for.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Like
Yeah.
he's clearly wanting to hear them say what they have to say. But yeah, I mean it good films won Oscars. You can't really complain about that. The show was fine. There's no like I don't want to say there's no giant takeaway. There's plenty of like phenomenal wins as far as the kinds of things involving like representation or what have you. But in terms of like the ceremony itself, yeah, I think we kind of covered everything that's like notable about it, unless we're missing like
Yeah,
some
that no
major thing.
controversies, at least none that I know of now. Tomorrow morning we'll wake up and it'll be something that they'll unearth, but
Jimmy Kimmel trying to like go after Melania a number of times is like, all right, I get it.
yeah. And I was like, I don't know how many of these we need, but I also was not the host of a television show that got pulled off of the air for some BS reasons because of pressure from the president of the United States. So I was like, I just will let Jimmy have this.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean,
What's winning Best Picture next year?
what's winning Best Picture next year? Let's
Disclosure
see.
Day.
Disclosure.
Oh,
Well, Dune
Odyssey.
3.
Odyssey.
Oh, okay. That's a, yeah. I was like, my mind's not even thinking in that realm yet,
Neither
but
is mine,
that's a
and
possibility.
it's one of the things I hate. I'm sure Clayton Davis has already press published on the 2026 Oscar 2027 Oscar predictions.
But that's Nolan's
That's
blank
his, and
check
that's his
fan. That's his
job.
blank check fantasy film. They're not going to give a fantasy movie an Oscar, right? That's not going to happen,
Well,
right?
when they finally win, when these big directors finally win one, they tend to repeat fairly quickly.
Give it to Dune 3. Just to wrap up their trilogy.
So I'm just a cursory glance of the internet. I'm seeing something called Digger with Alejandro
Yeah,
Gonzalez
Iñárritu
Iñárritu.
and Cruz. Cruz will get
Tom
his he'll get his
Cruise
best actor award for that.
finally back to
So
doing.
I'm seeing that as a possibility.
It's gonna be funny.
Oh,
They just gave him an
disclosure.
honorary, and he's gonna win the competitive. It's gonna
They
be like
gave
Spike
Spike. They
Lee.
gave Spike an honorary. He won an Oscar the next year. They gave Plummer one. He won eventually as well. Like it happens. Give him
So
the.
what? What long-time working actor do we need to give an honorary Oscar so that they will then win a competitive one fairly soon? Harrison?
Did he not? What did he just win? Well,
SAG
he got a
Award.
SAG thing. Yeah.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Who's old? Who's old that hasn't won? I don't know. Keitel? Is Keitel around? He's done
That's a
much
great
lately,
question.
as of note. We don't have to keep dealing with this. We'll figure things out next year. For the time being, now we can wrap things up because it's been a minute. Yeah, Mark, where can people find more of you online?
You can read my movie reviews on my personal blog, fastfilmreviews.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, Mark_Hoban.
Great. Terrence?
You can find my work at lenoirauteur.net. I'm on Twitter at Terrence B. Johnson, and I co-host the award-winning podcast, Two Black Guys Talk Godzilla. New episode this week.
Yeah. I'm the other co-host of that award-winning podcast. I also write for WeLive Entertainment. You can find me on all the socials there. It's PS4. This podcast, be whatever you get by podcast. You can find us all the socials and everything. Terrence, Mark, thank you both for joining me for this post-Oscar show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me.
And yeah, next week we have a Project Hail Mary. That'll be our main review. Ideally, Abe will be back on with us as well, which should be great. But yeah, that's going to do it for this Oscars recap special. So until next time, so long and goodbye. I was a ghost, I was alone. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm.